At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's been a while since we've said hi to one of our buddies in 21 Pilots. In fact, of all the times we've chatted with you guys, I don't think we've ever had you independently. And I wasn't sure if you were even able to operate when not side by side. But ladies and gentlemen, the return of Josh Dunn on K-Rock. What's up, Josh?
You're kind of correct. You're half correct. I mostly don't know how to operate without Tyler here, but we're gonna do our best.
Can you talk crap about Tyler since he's not here?
No. Contractually, no.
It's very funny because of all of the bands we've had the opportunity to chat with over the years, we always thoroughly enjoy sitting down with the both of you because a lot of times you guys just go back and forth and we can just sit back and watch you guys go at it and then they go, that's our time. And we go, all right.
I know. Now we have to put in effort.
Now we got to actually work for this one. But it's a pleasure to talk to you again. First of all, happy belated birthday. I know this was the week of your birthday. How did you celebrate?
Oh, thank you. I played drums, actually. Yeah, it was perfect. I played drums. I boxed and I ate cookies.
Perfect day.
What's the goat cookie?
I mean, it was like there was some sugar cookies with like the icing and some Oreo cookie. There was actually a lot of cookies. I had too many cookies.
That's why I had a box. I had to work out all those cookies.
Box and drum.
Yeah.
It all off.
Less about balance.
It's all about that balance. And I've seen you backstage right before you guys have gone out. I think that was a few years back at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas. But even to watch up until the last second, even till the second before you even go on the stage, you are still doing some sort of cardio. I've seen it happen. It's wild to watch. You've done more in the 11 seconds before you go on stage than I've done in the last decade.
Well, yeah, I think that I always just want to make sure that I can try and perform that show as, you know, this thing that I did when we kind of like wrote the songs and we're playing them in the early days. And, you know, life catches up with you, and I want to you know, try my best to stay on top of it.
Well, I think you were doing the backflip off the piano way before Benson Boone. I feel like he gets all the credit, and it's like, oh, he's doing all these backflips. But now that you're on tour again, are you going to one-up Benson? Are you going to do something else? Are you training for that?
Maybe a double backflip?
Yeah.
Nice.
He's definitely, I can tell that he knows what he's doing way more than me. I literally, like, when it was probably 2012, and we're, like, getting ready to play a show, and it was, like, in a gymnasium that had, like, gymnastic mats, and we were bored, and I was like, I'm gonna try and do a backflip off the stage. Tyler and our buddy Mark was there and helping spot me and stuff, and I landed it, and then I remember just being like, I'm just gonna try and do this in the show, and we kind of like worked it into a song. But I could tell Benson Boone's been, he knows what he knows the technicalities of it way more than me.
Yeah.
I'm definitely primed to get hurt probably more than he is.
Right. Yeah. We've got already bets. The new tour, Will They Survive Unscathed? And then, of course, new music. And we'll get into all of that. But every time you go to Guitar Center, they try to tell you about their band, the guy with the ponytails. Like, hey, we're playing a little show. I think that 21 Pilots may be the most successful story that has ever started at a Guitar Center, right? I mean, of all of the bands, is there any other band that's as big as you guys that started with two people meeting through Guitar Center?
Man, I don't know, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, I was working there. And actually, the guy, our buddy Chris, he was playing drums with Tyler at the time. He was working at Guitar Center. And I kind of met Tyler through him because he and I were friends. And Chris and I are still, me, Chris, and Tyler are all still close. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's kind of where it started, really. Yeah, I love it. That was one of my favorite jobs, too.
Can you still get an employee discount?
I don't think so. I haven't been in a little while, but maybe if I throw out my employee ID, maybe they'll hook me up.
What's crazy about it is that's where it all began, and then here we are now, and your most recent song, The Contract, was, I believe, the biggest single in your entire career. I would imagine whenever there's time between albums or songs, you go like, do we still have it? You have to ask yourself that. And then for it to go even bigger than anything you've done before, and that's Heathens and all the monster hits that have been released, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're dead on. Anytime we put out something new, I'm kind of just like, man, people are over it. It's like people are kind of like, okay, we get it. We've heard enough. And so, yeah, it is. I think... seeing people enjoying it and people listening to it, it It makes me really happy.
I wanted to get your opinion on something that we were talking about on the show. Sabrina Carpenter was talking about phones at shows and how there should be more concerts without any cell phones. And as you guys embark on this new tour, Breach and the Clancy tour, do you feel like you agree with that?
You know, I haven't thought a whole lot about that, but there are definitely, like, you know, comedians will tour and say no phones, and, you know, they have even, like, bags you got to lock your phone up in so you can't record it, which makes sense. I do think in our early days, we relied on people posting videos and photos from our show and, you know, kind of like spread the word a little bit. And, you know, things are different than they were for us, which I'm very grateful for. But at the same time, I personally can't get rid of, like, some of the old, like, feelings that I had. Like, when we're not on tour, I'm always just kind of like, the band is just doing nothing now. It's just failing because we're not playing shows, and because that was our mindset early on. With the phones, I do think there are two sides of it. There is one where it's kind of like, how many times have you taken a video or a photo of fireworks at the 4th of July? And then it's just like, do you watch the fireworks back? Like, how many videos are in your phone or of fireworks that you actually go and watch or show your friends? Like, look at this. So part of me is kind of like, it's a similar thing where it's just like, I'm taking this because I feel like I should, because it's like, it's a memory, I guess, that is cool or would be cool. But like, realistically, am I going to go back and watch these videos or have these photos from this show?
Yeah, but think about it. If you land that double backflip and no one's there to, you know, capture that on their phone, then why even bother doing the double backflip? Or did it even happen, right?
Did it even happen?
That's the question.
So, yeah, you know, I think the cell phones should stay. Maybe everyone just space it out. Everyone communicate with each other. And, you know, there's like this person's like, I got this song. I'll film it and then airdrop it to all of you guys. You get the next song. So there's just one phone at a time.
I know.
There we go.
For me, it's the guy in front of me is always taking a way better video than I am.
Oh, so
and I'm
jealous.
Like, can I just have that?
Yeah, give me that one.
Yeah.
BMO Stadium show sold out instantly, right? So then you guys have announced a second show. Those tickets pre-sale today at 10 a.m. and then general public tomorrow at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster. When you sell out a show instantly, that's always the goal. When you think you maybe have a night off and you're like, oh, that's cool, do the show, L.A., then I have a night off. And then they go, well, good news, it sold so quickly, we're gonna do another show. Bittersweet, right? I mean, you got to be happy that so many more people want to see you, but also you're kind of like, oh man, that was my pickleball day.
yeah. No, there is some truth to that. I think we've always loved playing in LA, and also, you know, it's rare that we play a stadium, so I think it's gonna be special. I think both nights will be special. I will have to forego the pickleball night.
Bummer.
Which is tough, but we'll just have to push it to the next night, I think. I mean, I started off just playing drums in Guitar Center, and then Tyler and I played a show for two people one time, but in our minds we played it to BMO Stadium sold out, and now the time has come. And
what's crazy is, Allie, the first time we introduced 21 Pilots on stage to a group of people, that was, they were not even playing the main stage. They were playing the pre-stage.
Yeah, what year was that? Was like
2014,
yeah,
I 10 think,
years
or something
ago.
Like that. That's crazy to think now that they're still taking our calls after all these years. But greatly appreciate Josh Dunn is on K-Rock now. We're going to give away tickets to that show in a few moments. Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots, our favorite half of 21 Pilots, is on with us right now. We're not supposed to say that publicly, but what the hell? We're chatting about the new album, the new tour. We've got tickets to give you, the just added second date, which will go on sale, pre-sale, 10 a.m. today. Ticketmaster, that will sell out as well, so I would get them while you can if you don't win them from us. As always, we like to wrap up any chat on K-Rock with not one but two epic questions. Questions so epic that they need their own theme song to get to.
Two epic. Two epic questions.
Josh Dunn of 21 Pilots. Allie, what is epic question number one for Josh?
All right, Josh, if you ever boxed professionally, name one ass you know you could kick.
Oh, man. I will preface with just saying that I box for fun and to just kind of train, and it is a very similar cardio workout to our show. So that's kind of why I started it. So I'm not in it to beat anybody up, but... I guess I would say my dog. I know I could.
Wow, that's messed up. Yeah,
that is crazy.
You could kick your dog's ass.
Yeah, you know, it's messed up, but it's true. It is true.
What did Jim ever do to you to make you say that you would kick his ass? That's so messed. Poor dog. Epic question number two. Everyone talks about how smart people are using AI all the time, ChatGPT, et cetera. What is the dumbest thing you've used AI or ChatGPT for?
I don't really use it. I don't use it too much. But there was, my brother was over and we were watching, TV show late, and, you know, we would just rile each other up and be like, let's keep watching. Eventually I was like, I'll do one if I can have another bag of popcorn. And he asked ChatGPT if I could, or if it was smart, and basically said that I could, as long as I don't just keep going all night eating the popcorn.
I found that ChatGPT is very validating.
Yeah,
very. It's just like, sure, go for it.
Using AI. It's kind of perfect. It's mostly air, so right. You can't...
Can't argue with that. Guys, yeah. 21 Pilots, we've been supporting you for a very, very long time. I would like to say since just after your Guitar Center days. Pleasure to have you back on with us on K-Rock. Congratulations ahead of time on the new album. Hopefully you can get to the studio in September when the album drops, of course, Breach. And then right now you've got the Clancy Tour, which is going to be happening. A new date was just added. Get the pre-sale tickets while you can. And we've got a pair to give you right now. As always, Josh, pleasure to chat with you again on K-Rock. Thanks for being on. Happy birthday, all that good stuff.
Thank you, guys. It is always great to talk to you. So I appreciate it.
Thanks, Josh.
Great, Josh.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Josh.
See ya.